Welcome back. We're 5 episodes deep now. We're really starting to settle into this, aren't we? What a guest I have this week. What can I say that hasn't already been said about Matt Lee? Literally anything. Matt Lee is an actor, a very funny man, and my former flatmate. We have recorded radio shows together before. We once had a sword fight in a pub. We once had an argument about a table. Unrelated. We go way back. This episode, naturally, is a bit different to the others, so let's tuck straight in. Matt Lee.
Cameron Loxdale.
Hello, welcome. How was your day?
Yeah, it's been alright.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I've just been watching some TV and playing a computer game for the most part, yeah.
That ruffling.
Sorry, that is really, yeah. I am a fiddler.
I mean, we're 17 seconds in, yeah. And it's just outrageous. Yeah, so you've come to talk about football today.
Apparently so.
Yeah. When were you drafted in for this, like last week?
I think it was a couple of days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just said.
Poor preparation, really, but
yeah.
That's what we deal with here.
We're off to a flying start. So we're here to talk, we're not talking about like the normal football. It's not a normal football podcast.
No, I'm talking about Gaelic football, right?
Gaelic football, yeah. Did you play Gaelic football?
A lot.
As a child?
I was a professional, actually.
Yeah. Did you live in Ireland then?
I actually lived in Yugoslavia.
Okay.
Gaelic football's quite big there.
Yeah. I mean, I should tell the listeners that this is complete horseshit, that none of this is actually true. Can we get serious, please?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Like, a bit of history. Like, me and Matt Lee used to be housemates. We're now not housemates, and I think you can already hear the tension on the on the air.
Cut it with a knife.
So this is not going to be like the normal. You know, the first four episodes have been quite banterous, quite fun.
We're not having fun here, ladies and gentlemen.
No, this is strictly like a contractual obligation, part of the tenancy agreement. So yeah, let's crack on.
Let's.
Where do you grow up, in real life?
I grew up in a little town in the middle of the West Country.
Yeah.
Called Pusey.
Pusey?
Yeah, it's near Swindon.
Swindon.
Some people know Swindon or Salisbury, sort of halfway in between.
It's near Bradford-on-Avon as well, isn't it?
It's a short hop.
short hop for Bradford-on-Avon.
They say you could throw a stone between them.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
I say this because we had, I wouldn't say an argument, but there's a raging debate probably about how close Bradford-on-Avon was to Swindon.
Yeah, you thought it was a lot closer than it actually is.
Yeah,
but I didn't even know it existed, and it's not actually that far away from where I'm from.
Yeah, I mean you can imagine the fun we got up to.
Yeah, hijinks
in those housemate days. So you grew up in Pusey. What was the football scene like in Pusey?
It was very rural. I mean, the biggest local team is Swindon, so that sort of.
Yeah.
Says a lot for the local scene.
Yeah, but did like so like kids was, and stuff in school, do they grow up like supporting Swindon?
Everyone in my primary school was a Man United supporter.
Oh.
And then like when they got to secondary school, it was all over the place. But I never met a Swindon supporter.
Never met a Swindon supporter?
No one likes Swindon.
Yeah.
I met a couple, but no one.
Yeah,
the nerds. Anyone that actually liked football generally didn't like Swindon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, oh man. Yeah, how would you rank your football career?
Seven.
Seven? Out of what? Just a seven?
Just, yeah.
Okay, seven.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
There's a number on my shirt, so.
Alright, so, yeah.
I'm not even sure if that's true. I don't think it is.
Where did you play?
In Pusey.
Oh, great, mate. Cheers. Yeah, thanks. That's been Matt Lee. good night. So what position did you play?
I often played defender. I went to the local club. Well, not the local clubs, because as we established, not very good. But
yeah.
I went a little bit further afield to sort of the tri-county area and just scoured out some local talent.
So just people older than you.
Just a few year nines, really.
Yeah. So what are you at this point? You're like...
I'm year six at this point.
Year six.
So, you know, it's only a few years up, but...
Yeah, so you're going around
a lot better.
Far afield, like taking buses, I imagine.
Yeah.
And then you're going to meet these year nines and going, hey, we've got this year six team over here.
Yeah.
We want to be good.
Yeah.
We want to be remembered in years' time when I'm in uni. We want to be talked about. Do you want to come and play for us?
Yeah, exactly. And it worked, and we were the best.
Well, I mean, that's a great insight into you know, how to be the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, good job.
Just get better players.
Get better players, get older players.
Yeah.
Break the rules. Were you a rule breaker in general on the pitch?
No, I was quite sportsmanlike. I wasn't really a bad boy on the pitch, unfortunately.
I can imagine you being like a sort of a card waver, like one of the people who, you know, you play by the rules, but if anyone else stepped out of line, you'd be the first in the ref's ear. That's what I can imagine from
you. I wasn't too bad, actually. I was a little bit of a, if someone did something a little bit, I was like, you know.
Yeah, I imagine
I'd tell my teammates and then we'd all just sort of like...
like a sort of teacher's pet, you know, if a ref makes a decision in your favour, you know, clapping him, you know, I can imagine you, very, you know.
Well, I actually did a little bit of refereeing at school.
Oh, did you?
I was at secondary school for a little, it was the local primary schools.
Well, my theory holds true then. I mean,
so, and I was a referee and I was actually so good.
Yeah.
That they asked me to referee the final.
No.
Because they didn't have one set up, but they asked the best one, and it was me.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you refereed, what level of school was this, sorry?
This was primary school again, and it was...
And you're
it was next door, like my secondary school is next door to my primary school, so our football field, because we had a school field and had a football field and stuff. So we played on that.
Yeah.
And so, Pusey were hosting it, my primary school.
Amazing.
And then they had...
So they didn't leave it to any
teams.
Teachers or any, like,
no, they wanted students to do it.
That's a referee.
Yeah, and I wasn't biased at all because Pusey weren't in... Well, they were in the final, you know.
Sorry, you refereed Pusey in the final?
I refereed Pusey in the final. They did win.
Yeah. No way. What, so you obviously knew these people playing for Pusey?
No, because they were primary school kids.
Oh, right, okay. So
I was refereeing primary school.
I see. Sorry, I'm with you. Right. That's still nuts.
Yeah, I knew a couple of them, because obviously, small village.
Like,
I did know them, but I didn't know them personally. But, of course, I wanted Pusey to win.
So and you were a referee.
There were a few under-the-table negotiations, a couple handoffs.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
I'm easily bought.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. That's going to be very useful. Later on. That's wonderful. Oh my God. I had no idea you were a referee.
Yeah.
Why aren't you now a referee? What stopped you
from keeping going? I got banned.
You got banned?
Yeah, too many dodgy decisions.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Explain one of them. How you can't get banned for doing too many dodgy decisions, surely? I mean, what were we talking about dodgy? Were you
I was just giving away penalties like they were candy.
Just trying to keep the game going.
Like, the problem is kids aren't very good at football.
Yeah.
And they miss a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and there were a few games where the goalies were better than the shooters.
Right, okay. So you tried to balance
that
out.
Yeah, there weren't any goals. I was like, that's getting a bit boring. Everyone's sort of switching off. You know, a couple penalties in there.
That sounds like you're like a sort of WWE referee that's just trying to make it more entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good. So you weren't, you know, you're playing by your own rule book, which is very much dependent on entertainment.
It wasn't my own rule book. It was...
Did you not have a rule book? Did you not write
one? It wasn't so much a book, more of a pamphlet. It basically consisted of me doing what I wanted to do.
Oh, okay. That's always good to have a pamphlet to remind you of that.
And I just got, you know, disgraced out of the game. Can't really go back now. Made a lot of enemies on the way up.
Is that why you now live in Cardiff? Is that why you live in Cardiff now?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
It's less of a football scene over here.
Yeah.
Most people know me.
Is that why you have to change your name as well? You're on witness protection.
Well,
yeah.
Well, thanks for that.
Well, no, yeah. Well,
now we're going out to the entire world.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to know.
Well, it's fine. We all know you're Matt Lee. I mean, we don't know what you were called back in Swindon.
Right, okay.
It's alright, we can edit this bit out for legal reasons.
I hope so.
I mean, we won't, but I can.
If you can just put some beeps in there.
Yeah, yeah. I might do that actually, but just do it like it's slightly the wrong time.
Yeah, just in between words.
Yeah, it's like Matt, boop, Lee. Yeah, you know, like that. Yeah.
I think that'd be good.
That'd be good. That would cover you legally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. So like as a referee, you must have had just complete different perspective on.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
the game.
Definitely.
It's so hard to
pay attention.
Yeah. Do you think referees get a hard time?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I didn't get too much of a hard time, but there were a couple of loud parents, and I was just like ignoring them. It's really funny.
Ignoring them.
Yeah, I was winding some of them up as well, just like,
just giving them.
Yeah,
giving it the barrier.
Yeah, you know what football parents are like. You know, like the coach parents.
Yeah, yeah,
those
for
ones
sure.
And yeah, they
and you weren't
just,
having any of it.
No, I was just ignoring them. Really, I didn't send any away because I got too raucous, but I would have they'd have had
do you think you were feared as a referee?
I don't think I was feared. I think I was respected. I think I was respected rather than feared.
Were you like matey with the players?
I was very matter of fact.
Yeah.
I wasn't too chubby.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless I knew any of them. Like,
yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, you're right.
not like one of those referees who just really wants to be liked.
I did really want to be liked, but I was so afraid of the rejection
of
these young primary school children that I just couldn't really put myself out there.
Okay. I mean, that's a very strange sentence. I don't really know what that means. Do you remember, like, so when, like, you're playing in defence, do you remember, like, the coaches you would have? So you talked about football parents being bad.
It was mostly teachers.
And I think in our school we had, like, I think maybe, like, the business studies teacher sort of took on the football as well, yeah. Oh, and there was, I remember the physics teacher definitely had a hand in fantasy football.
Oh, right.
And he'd be setting all that up.
Yeah, our maths teacher was the fantasy football guy. Very large fellow with a monobrow.
It's funny that, because people do take it really seriously.
Yeah.
Just delve into it.
I never got into it myself.
No?
No.
No. Well, we'll have to cut that bit out then, really.
No, sorry.
That's fine. I mean, I don't cut anything out.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's purely going out there, as
I'm just
going
to swear all the time.
Yeah. I think
say obscene things.
Yeah, that's been allowed so far. I mean, there's been very few rules in place.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to just get any swears out of the way now.
I think what you need is a referee for the show.
That's a good idea.
To invent the rules.
Yeah.
I am available.
Maybe I'll start ringing you back, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe just consulting you on certain decisions. I mean, there are going to be some dubious decisions to be made later on.
You will have to provide me with a whistle, though. I don't provide my own whistles.
Is that part of your rider as a referee?
That is my only rider.
Purely just a whistle. No cards?
Whistle.
You provide your own cards?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I paint my hands.
Paint your hands?
Yeah.
So, if you...
Yellow hand and a red hand.
One yellow one. So, you could be... So, if you raise... What if you raise the wrong... What happens when you're, like, pointing to a free kick?
Then I'll point with the back of my hand.
But obviously, it's, you know, you're a performer, you'll know this. The pitch is very much like being in the round. So when you turn the back of your hand to someone, a lot of people are maybe walking down the tunnel thinking they're being sent off.
Well, the thing is I have a closed hand when I, like, when you point.
A closed
when
hand.
When you point, because it's the palm that's painted.
Palm's painted.
So when I close my hand to point, I have one finger extended.
Okay.
Not a finger and a thumb,
which
because
finger?
That would increase the area in my index finger.
Index finger, standard, good. Yeah.
And that would only be one finger, and this finger
mm-hmm.
on both hands, I would leave colourless.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's very thoughtful of you. Was there a bunch of trial and error before you found out that perfect system?
Yeah, I had one. I had one episode. One brief game where I clapped.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of.
Sounds like
we
a
had
brief
a lot
game.
Of, we had a lot of sending offs.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you that.
Just through one sarcastic applause and
yeah.
Whole match ruined. 60,000 fans in for that one as well.
Yeah.
Such a pity.
It's embarrassing, I tell you.
It's amazing that you got back into the game.
I was mortified.
Oh, so that's good. Is there anything else in your referee's rider? I'm trying to think what else you need. What about linesmen and flags and stuff?
I do all that myself.
What, being a linesman and a referee?
Yeah, I don't trust them.
The offside rule, you can just call that.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, whoever shouts for it loudest.
Yeah. I mean, you sound like a very authoritarian ref.
Well, you know, I am the boss. I mean, at the end of the day, they're primary school kids. What are they going to do?
That's true. I remember Graham Pohl, a famous referee, taking a lot of pride in the fact that, you know, Roman Abramovich could buy Chelsea, but he still couldn't, you know, and he could play himself at centre forward for Chelsea if he wanted to, but he still couldn't lead the players out of the tunnel. And that's what Graham Pohl really liked. And I thought, like, yeah, but I'd still rather be Roman Abramovich, probably.
Yeah, than definitely.
So you led the players out?
Always.
Always.
As is my right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, lead by example.
Do you think you, like, because obviously you were older refereeing all these kids, do you think you did lead by example? Do you think there's now a lot of kids painting their hands up and down the country?
I'd like to think so.
Sort of in the refereeing game. Maybe they're about to break through into the big time soon.
Yeah, I think it's a different system.
Yeah.
One that has a few flaws, but actually many upsides. You don't have to fumble around for these cards.
Yeah.
When you watch a game of football and you're waiting for the decision, is it going to be a red or is it a yellow?
Yeah, he's reaching into his pocket and he's got a zip on it.
And it's just like, you just want to know. You just want, like, obviously there's a bit of suspense, but if you just get that shock and awe of straight away, red hand straight in there, you're like, what?
So was it always like the right hand that was red, the left hand that was yellow?
The left hand was actually red.
Okay, the left hand was actually red.
Yeah.
Would you mix that up? Because obviously, again, you've still got that suspense of like, never.
I would never mix that up.
Left was always red.
Yes.
Okay, and right was yellow.
Yes.
What I mean is when people are watching and thinking like, oh God, no, he's going for his right hand. That means...
Oh, I'd hold him behind my back.
Oh, right.
Okay. I'd always referee with my hands behind my back.
Just running up and down the
pitch. Yeah, definitely. I looked a bit like a duck.
Yeah, so where would the whistle go?
in my mouth.
So you'd always have the whistle in your mouth.
Well, yeah.
So you wouldn't be raising it to your hands the whole time.
Well, no. I don't want to get paint on my whistle.
No, yeah, that would be ridiculous. Yeah, so you paint them freshly before each game. I mean, obviously, you've got to wash your hands. You've got to live a normal life in between.
Yeah, I was actually about a month away from getting them tattooed.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, things went downhill.
Yeah,
Before that, I was quite fortunate, actually, that happened before I tattooed my hands. Otherwise, I'd be walking around with red and yellow hands. And...
Yeah, caught red-handed.
You'd be a fool. Oh, snap.
I know, yeah. I was going to edit in some studio laughter for that.
I think it's needed.
Because this studio didn't laugh at all.
No. I think the people at home need to know that that is a joke.
Yeah, and the people here as well. I've got a 40,000 audience. Disgusting. Paying no attention to what we're doing. But you didn't get tattooed because you got done for doing some dubious decisions.
Yeah, it was.
And then your refereeing career was over.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, it all went downhill incredibly quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this cup final, where Pusey won.
Yeah.
Is this where the bad decisions started happening?
No, that was actually when it started.
Right.
That's not where it ended. That was where it started.
Okay.
Before that, I was quite an honest referee.
Yeah.
But Pusey were down a few goals.
Yeah.
And I was like, well.
So what, they're down 2-0, 3-0? What are we talking?
17-0. Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. What, how long was left when they were 17-0?
There were 2.5 minutes left. So...
Well, that must have gone down. I mean, the Pusey local paper, I imagine, enjoyed that quite a lot.
Well, I say there were 2.5 minutes left. That was in regular time. We had a lot of...
I see.
A lot of injury time. 45 minutes of injury time.
Okay.
Yeah, we had an extra half a game.
Yeah.
Which was actually an entire game because the games were 45 minutes long.
Well,
for children.
So you doubled down. You doubled down as a referee. Like, well, how did you justify this extra time? Was there like an incident you could have claimed?
Well, I argued that because it was a final... We could have two halves of a game.
Yeah.
But no one actually agreed to this until I decided it was happening. But I managed to blag my way through it so confidently.
Yeah, I suppose that's it. Like, you know, the bigger statement you make, the less people take notice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so...
Don't bat an eyelid.
Yeah, so when you blew the whistle, obviously... Who was the team that were playing Pusey, sorry? Who were Pusey up against?
Oh, it was... Orr. Yeah, their name were Orr Primary School.
Orr Primary
that
School.
That is a real name.
I trust you on that.
Yeah.
I mean, everything you've said so far has been real.
O-A-R-E. Or.
Okay. So, or, obviously, you blow the whistle. They're very... Or, 17-0 victory in a cup final. This is legendary.
Yeah.
But they don't know you're just blowing the whistle to switch ends. And then so...
They were confused, to say the least. A little bit sad. There were tears before bedtime.
But I imagine there were tears of joy, but they didn't realise we're about to become tears of sadness.
Yeah. There was a quick transition between happiness and sadness, and I didn't let him register it, and I just kicked straight off.
That's good.
Pusey having the ball.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, I guess all were like running around doing a lot of celebrating.
Yeah.
Not realising. So that's probably how, I guess that's how they turned it around.
That's how they got the first goal.
Yeah.
Not we.
No, you've been told about that.
I got in trouble for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, so then they won, what, 18-17 in the end?
I think it was something like 92-17. Yeah.
That's one goal for every team in the Football League. That's pretty good going.
Yes.
Yeah, I imagine that was a knowing reference. So as a referee, what did end your refereeing career? Let's get to the... I know you don't like talking about it, but I think we should get to the brass tacks of this.
Do you know what the most embarrassing thing was? Is it wasn't even a big game. I had a bit of heat on me.
Yeah, well, naturally. I mean, I don't think a 92-17 turnaround with 45 minutes of extra time, that you do well to lay low after that.
Well, I kept it going for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because people didn't really cotton on. People didn't really care that much as well.
Yeah.
Not in the upper echelons.
Yeah. So the other parents, while this was happening, just assumed that was fine.
Yeah. They just dealt with it, really.
Yeah.
There's not much they really could have done about it, but... I had a few more games under my belt after that, more tournaments. And there were some dubious decisions again.
Yeah.
Nothing quite so drastic, just because I knew Pusey were awful at this point, so I could just give them the decision straight away instead of having to go into extra time. I could just eke it out.
Because I was
sort of caught off guard in the first game, and I was like, well, we've got to do something drastic.
You just assume Pusey would be able to handle it, and then
sort of
procrastinating.
And then I had to do something drastic, but now I could... just gradually implement some dubious decisions.
Good, yeah.
And just keep Pusey winning.
Yeah.
Other games I was sort of neither here nor there. If it got a bit boring, I'd do something fun.
Just throw in a goal.
Yeah.
Bit of a handball.
I just kick the ball in. Because I was obviously a lot older when I could kick the ball in.
It's true, yeah. They can't really do anything about it. You can claim, you know, your hands are in the air like, I'm celebrating, but also it's not me, you know.
It's also incredibly easy to trip a child.
to trip?
Both, but trip. Is what I said.
Trip is what you said, yeah.
Yeah, you can trick children really easily and you can trip them really easily.
By tripping them sometimes, I guess that's a bit of a, you know, have a nice fall.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a play on words, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't like them.
No.
Yeah, notoriously stupid children, aren't they?
Yeah, but no one's ever watching the referee. So you can just do it. Just stick your leg out, no one notices.
See, I think this might be why you didn't make it to TV. Let's talk about the big incident about why.
There was a lot of heat on me because people were cottoning on that I was not really doing the right thing. I was a good referee, but I was also a bad referee. and it was just a friendly game between Pusey and I think it was Bishop's Cannings.
Right, okay.
They were another local village. They were actually pretty good. They were one of the better teams in the local area. And it was nothing special, small turnout, only a couple thousand. I don't know, I was a bit upset. I had a bad day. It was raining, I just kind of wanted to get it over and done with.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of blew the whistle after 2 minutes.
Right, okay.
For full time.
So what was the score at this point? You've kicked off the match. Let's go through those 2 minutes.
Right, so Pusey obviously to get the ball to start with.
They get kickoff, that's fair.
That's just standard.
It's where the coin toss goes, isn't it? Especially when it's heads on both sides.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very easy. That's actually how a lot of my decisions were made as well, just so, in general. Yeah, whether so it was a penalty or not.
Is it Two-Face that does that in the
Batman? He's got a black head and then a white head, like a charred side and a clean side.
Yeah. Two like heads. Like your hands, like your red and yellow hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I gave away an early penalty.
Mm-hmm.
One of the kids was picking his nose on the Bishop's Cannings team.
Well, they've got to learn at some point,
and so I thought that was disrespectful towards me, and so penalty.
Yeah. Was it in the box?
No. I just thought it was penalty.
Yeah. Straight to the spot.
Yeah, definitely. If you're gonna be that disrespectful, I also sent him off. He got 5 minutes.
Is that a right hand?
It was an orange hand.
An orange hand.
Yeah.
Was this the clapping incident?
Yeah, this was really bad. This is why I was having such a bad day.
I see, yeah.
It was horrible. So I was like, well, I can't really... I'll have to send you off for 5 minutes. Little did he know that the game wouldn't last that long.
I see, yeah. So an orange hand is a sin bin, I guess. You've rubbed your hands together and you've muddied the rules.
That was kind of what I decided.
Yeah.
So we had a penalty. Obviously, didn't go in first time, so we had a re-go.
Just a
re-kick. It was only fair.
The keeper was probably off his line, wasn't he? You know, that was probably what the problem was.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
We'll have to edit that match report.
Yeah.
Do you still have your match reports from?
I burnt them all after the.
The fire, wasn't it? It was that terrible fire.
Yeah.
Where the lawyers couldn't find anything.
Yeah. Exactly. After the indictment.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, we've got another kickoff because that's how it works.
Yep.
And Pusey's ball again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bishop's Cannings took the ball off him pretty quickly. I blew the whistle for a pause and I sort the jerseys round so that kid who had the ball was on Pusey's team.
Right.
And then,
so did you physically swap their jerseys as they were running?
So
sort of stripped it off their back.
I'd like not to admit to stripping a child, but unfortunately, yes, that's what's happened.
Yeah, we can only tell the truth on this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think how you'd do that in a logistical.
Yeah, there were spare jerseys. I didn't take it. We had.
Right, so you're sort of almost like gunging someone. You're just throwing a jersey on top of them instead of having to take the jersey off.
No, we took the jersey off.
Yeah, took the jersey. Okay, jersey comes
off.
That
was just a personal preference.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're right.
Otherwise, I thought people would notice if they saw. Because it was blue for Pusey and bright fluorescent yellow for Bishop's Cannings, which was disgusting, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And I thought that would show up, so I was like, well, I can't have that. So at this point, it was they were playing 11-a-side. They were a man down, and then another man down, we were a man up. So it was 12 against 9 at that point.
12 against 9.
Also with possession.
Yeah.
And so That was a relatively easy goal. We didn't swap back.
No?
No. There wasn't time.
yeah, well, I suppose the game is only 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
So talk me through the final whistle goes.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, so they... How do you get away with this? They assume it's for a foul. Where's the ball at this point when you're blowing the whistle?
The ball's in the back of the net.
Okay, so you blow it, so they assume that's okay, he's calling for another kickoff.
Yeah.
And you're like...
And I stub my toe.
Right.
And I'm not happy because I'm wearing sandals.
Oh, yeah, well, that's terrible.
So, stub my toe, worst thing that could happen.
Yeah.
I'm effing and blinding.
Yeah.
Screaming bloody murder. And the crowd, mostly being parents, got a bit upset with me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of young kids in the audience as well. And so I'd had enough at that point. Yeah. So I just...
So you just took your shades off and went home?
Yeah, I just blew the whistle. I was like, game's over, PZ win.
Wow. And yeah, so how did you try and claim that it had been 90 minutes or were you not?
No one really bought that I was doing.
Or your conception of time.
Yeah. I mean, you asked how I got away with this. Mm-hmm. The answer is I didn't. Because this was the last incident. I'd already had a lot of heat on me. I was getting boos regularly at this point in games.
Yeah, drinking
for making correct decisions.
Yeah.
Oh, I get sorry. Wordplay, boos. I understand. Incidentally, yes, that's you. And that's I actually went to the pub after the game. It was the football club near the bar. Sat there drinking. Everyone wanted to talk to me about it, but wouldn't have none of it.
Yeah, just sending them away.
Yeah.
And then no more refereeing after that.
No, not really.
Not officially, anyway. I mean,
no.
Apart from the underground leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we shouldn't really talk about that.
No, I mean, at this point, I was already on probation for previous decisions that I'd made that I'd already been caught up with, but they didn't want to get rid of me because I was the best in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
I still made all the right decisions along with all the wrong decisions, and they thought that meant that I was the best at the job.
Mm. I think the problem with a lot of people that criticise referees is that they've never refereed the game.
Exactly.
And they don't really know
exactly
the laws as a referee knows them.
Yeah. So whenever you judge me about what I'm doing, I'm just going to ignore you because you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't there, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, that's been really good to, you know, we haven't had any referees on the show so far. I think it's really good to have that insight from an official man.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Ex-official man.
So are you like banned from refereeing? Like, is there any chance of you coming back?
No, worldwide ban in every form
lifetime.
Of game. Can't even referee jumpers for goalposts.
Right, even though now that we've left the EU, does that still stand?
It doesn't affect it at all, no.
That's strange. That's...
If anything, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
Like, it makes the case against me stronger because now I can't referee into...
Yes, two separate
regions. Yeah, so now I'm just banned in more places.
Oh, that is a pity. I mean, because clearly you were adding a lot of colour to the game.
Yeah, red and yellow.
Yeah,
and orange.
I guess it was getting a lot of orange on people's jerseys. I guess with that swapping as well.
Definitely.
What sort of paint did you use?
I used chalk.
Chalk.
Yeah.
Oh right. Okay.
Chalk paint. Yes.
Can you get that in? You know, is there a Dulux branch?
You have to go to Wix.
Wix, okay. Yeah. That's good. That's good for, you know, any young referees that might be listening to this.
There is one in Swindon.
Yeah, oh, there is a Wix in Swindon.
Just off the A345.
Oh, that's good. That's really... That's.
If you hit the hospital, you've gone too far.
Oh, marvellous. I'm going to ask you some quickfire questions.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing for a lot of people. Half-time oranges, yes or no?
Yes.
Explain.
I love orange.
Like, would you have your own half-time orange? Because it's normally something that...
I personally have a grapefruit.
A great half-time grapefruit?
Yeah, because I wanted to show that I was better than the other players.
Okay.
And so I had to have a bigger fruit that looked relatively similar.
Okay, so grapefruits are better than oranges?
They're bigger.
Why didn't you have like a butternut squash?
I wanted something that resembled an orange in some way, so the kids thought that I was just having...
Yeah, you didn't want to be seen as...
Yeah, I didn't want them to think that I was having something the same as them.
Yeah.
I've got to show that I'm better.
Yeah.
And also they're very easy to trick and they probably didn't know what a grapefruit was.
It's like what Steve Martin said about stand-up, that, you know, you've got to look better than the audience.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you wore a white suit and stuff. And I guess that's why you wore a white suit when you're refereeing as well.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
You've got to fix it, look sharp.
Yeah, yeah. But the grapefruit was troublesome.
I thought it was the best way to go. yeah. just to show that I was better than the players.
Okay, that's good. So yeah, James Dunn in the first podcast referred to halftime Jaffa cakes as an option. What are your thoughts on this?
It's an interesting point of view. I think you could do it, but I personally wouldn't.
No.
Because I can't really get a larger form of a Jaffa cake.
I was
going to
say, if they were having Jaffa cakes, have you just got like a gatto? Is that...
Yeah, it would have to be, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, tucking into like maybe a birthday cake to sort of
yeah.
suggest that not only am I better, I'm older.
Exactly.
I've just got older today.
Yeah, I think that would make sense. Or potentially if I wanted to keep the Jaffa cakes specifically, I just get the yard of Jaffa cakes that you can get from the shops. You've ever seen those?
No.
You get a yard of Jaffa cakes and it's essentially...
A yard?
Yeah, it's a box that's a yard long.
Oh my God.
Filled with Jaffa cakes. It's actually a bit of a trick though, because it's actually like filled with four or five boxes of smaller boxes of Jaffa cakes, which is a bit disappointing, but it's still a yard of Jaffa cakes.
I mean, it's a compact.
So maybe I'd go for that. I don't know. I'd have to see how I felt.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, depending how much running you're going to do in the second half. Again, a lot of your games didn't have half time because the whistle would blow after 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, the problem is you can't really have half time when you don't have halves, because we just played like
straight on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drop till death.
Yeah. Well, the main reason for that was because a lot of the pitches were slopey.
Oh, okay.
And so obviously Pusey had to be on the higher end.
Yes, yeah,
so
you yeah.
couldn't sort halves.
Yeah.
So without half time, you can't do that.
I mean, it makes sense, doesn't
yeah.
it? Do you wear socks above or below the knee?
I don't wear socks.
No?
No, socks with sandals is not good.
No.
And I wear sandals when I referee.
Nah, that's pretty good. That's, yeah, no, I stand by that, I think. Studs or blades?
I would go for a smooth tread.
Yeah, again, sandals.
Sandals.
Yeah.
But given the choice, I would go for spikes.
Spikes.
Yeah.
Like golf?
Yeah, or track spikes. I mean, it depends how wet the ground is, how big the spikes are, but you're just going to do more damage with them.
I'd like to give you the real reason why I brought you on the show. And obviously, you're banned from refereeing.
Yes.
So that is a role that you'll not be able to fulfil in this team that I'm building.
Oh goodness.
I'm building a team.
Okay.
This team so far has got the four previous podcast guests, which I should have written down their positions. I think I'm trying to remember them though. We've got James Dunn in defensive midfield.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Dan Kiss and Matt Trow at centre back.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Sarah Breeze is at right back.
Okay.
Where are you fitting in this team?
I'm a centre forward.
You're a centre forward?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What? How can I explain why? I mean, we've already gather that you've got no experience in that position. So you played in defence, then you played a bit on the wing,
yeah.
then you were a referee for the rest
yeah.
of your career, and now you've decided you're a centre forward. Can you please explain yourself?
Centre forward would probably be best for me, because not being able to referee, I've practiced a lot at home of my football skills,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just become amazing.
Have you ever scored a goal? Have you ever played between the sticks?
Not really, no.
No?
No, but that's because I didn't play with a goal. I don't believe that a goal is conducive to a healthy football atmosphere.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
But you still think you should be centre forward with that attitude?
I'm starting to think that maybe not.
Have I talked you out of it?
I think you've talked me out of it, but I'd like to stick with my answer, Noel.
Okay, so you're going for centre forward. Yeah, well, I mean, we don't have any centre forwards.
Yeah, that was another reason why I picked it.
No, that's good. That's good. We do, you know, we're a bit bottom heavy. As
yeah,
the, as
exactly.
the saying goes at the moment. So it's good to even those scales.
Yeah, I think you need someone that can score a goal.
Okay.
Or at least kick the ball at it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great. That's really good. I mean, that should be everything wrapped up, except it's not.
Oh my goodness.
Because who's going to captain this team? At the moment,
ooh.
The captain is Sarah Breeze. Her argument was the most cohesive, so she's currently the captain. Why should you be captain instead?
I have a lot of experience as a referee, as you know.
Yeah.
So I know the game from a different perspective, which is important. I know how to talk to a referee. I know how to bribe a referee effectively.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of the referees anyway, and a lot of them do like me because they respect me and what I got away with. So I can influence the referee better from a captain's position, as I will be have a more direct line to them.
That's true. The captain does, you know, as you know, being a ref, speak, you know, has
yeah.
permission to speak more to.
Exactly.
So if you're I suppose, yeah, you've got good privilege there.
Yeah. I'd say that was my strongest point for me being captain.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm probably going to be the loudest on the pitch.
There's
a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming, and when I run really fast, there's a lot of wheezing, and that is quite loud.
Quite audible.
Yeah, very audible.
That's good. Okay, I'm going to go through the previous people one by one, and you're going to say why you're a better captain than them.
Okay.
James Dunn.
Stupid.
Dan Kiss.
Short.
Matro.
I don't think I'm a better captain than Matro.
Oh, okay.
I know I'm a better captain than Matro. That man can clearly not captain a team.
Wow. And Sarah Breeze.
Too much tweed.
Too much tweed.
Oh, wait, no, that was Matt's reason, damn it. I'm going to say too much tweed for Sarah as well.
Too much tweed. Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's a solid prediction. I think, to be fair, mate, your argument's solid. I think I've heard enough. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome, captain of the team.
I'd just like to thank my parents, and I'd like to thank all the kids that got me here. They were on the bus.
Great.
Cheers.
Great, no problem.
This is excellent.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Matt Lee there, telling it like it is, and the new captain of the team. Congratulations to him, wasn't he good? Thanks to you all for listening again. Very glad to see so many people listening and subscribing and whatnot. It's good. Keep doing what you're doing. See you for the next one.